Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. And I probably need to warn you up front that this particular broadcast is going to be probably difficult to hear. And it's even difficult to cover. And because of that reason, I think I'm not going to have an interview with this broadcast here. It's just the issues that we have to cover here are too dark. And yes, I'm talking about child sex trafficking in America. And of course, you know this new movie, Sound of Freedom, which has taken the movie industry by storm. It did over $40 million in revenues over the weekend. Amazing, right? I mean, it just blew away almost every other movie out there. I think it was the number one movie. And that's even though theaters try not to carry it. There's a massive cover-up to try to sweep this movie under the rug. And mainstream media outlets like Rolling Stone magazine are proving themselves to be pro-child sex trafficking by attacking this film. Now, isn't it interesting, by the way, wasn't it Rolling Stone magazine that ran all these stories a few years ago that were fake, made-up college campus rape stories? Remember that? Yeah, pretty sure that was Rolling Stone. And it all came out later on, but they were talking about how men on college campuses, you know, young men are so dangerous, and it's a rape culture, and these women are being raped, and the whole thing turned out to be complete fiction. So isn't it interesting that Rolling Stone was all worried about rape of women on college campuses, but now they try to cover up child rape, child sex trafficking. Because now, according to Rolling Stone, that's perfectly okay to them because they're attacking the film Sound of Freedom. And so is the Washington Post and I think the New York Times and a bunch of others. They're all attacking the movie Sound of Freedom. In fact, yeah, The Guardian, Media Matters, Rolling Stone, Washington Post, a bunch of them. So you got to start asking the question. I mean, these leftists, of course, they promote child murder through abortions, right? They're all in favor of murdering unborn children. And many of them, they want to murder children even after they're born, you know, post-birth abortions. And that was an issue that was, you know, obviously very heavily debated across America. For whatever reason, a lot of people thought that it was okay to kill an unborn child. It was a polarizing issue, but about half the country thought that that was okay for whatever reason. Probably because they've all turned away from God, but we'll get to that. And then, over the last few years, we've seen the left pushing child mutilations with transgenderism, right? The whole LGBT brainwashing, which is a social contagion, actually, is what it is. This is pure madness. A mental illness contagion, a virus of the mind that is spreading throughout the minds of youth across our country, being pushed by schools and pushed by media and pushed by Satanists and demons. And because of this, we're seeing a lot of children mutilated. Young women having their breasts cut off and then touting their scars, their chest scars, and then later regretting it, of course. And a lot of other young boys or girls having their genitalia mutilated in the name of transgenderism. And this was strongly advocated by the left, and many on the right remained silent because they didn't want to be called, what, transphobes. So they allowed it. They tolerated the mutilation of children. And so did many churches, by the way. And why? Because the churches turned away from God, which we'll get to in a minute. And now, with this new movie coming out, Sound of Freedom, which even Mel Gibson has endorsed, and even Dana White of the UFC has endorsed this movie. Powerful film. I haven't seen it yet because I dare not. I don't need to see it. I've been covering stories like this for many years. I know exactly what's going on out there. But America needs to see this film. And this film it's accomplishing so many powerful things. It's not just, of course, exposing the truth about child sex trafficking, which is almost exclusively carried out by Democrats, leftists, and elitists like the Jeffrey Epstein crowd. But it's also proving in seeing the attacks on the film by Rolling Stone and the Washington Post and the Guardian and so on, it's proving that the left-wing media favors child sex trafficking. They're all in with it. It has exposed the pure demonic Satanism and evil of the corporate media, the left-wing media, the mainstream media, whatever you want to call it. Not only do they support murdering babies, not only do they support mutilating children, they also support child sex trafficking. This is a turning point moment in the culture wars, when the American people are now coming to realize that the corporate media, the same media that told everybody, take your vaccines because we care about your children, that same media is defending child sex trafficking and child genital mutilations and baby murder. Yeah. And why? Why? Because, of course, they've turned from God, and so has much of America. America has turned away from God, and there will be a price to pay. Actually, that price is already beginning to be felt. Now, what needs to be said here is that all these same people, the abortion pushers, the child mutilation pushers, which is the LGBT pushers, and also the child sex trafficking pushers, they're all the same people. It's just that their evil comes out in stages. Everybody you know that has pushed abortion has within them the same seed of demonic evil that is aligned with child sex trafficking. You should know that. America has been overrun by demonic evil, demonic infestation, pure evil, to the point, to the degree where these people, don't even call them humans, I'm not even sure they're human anymore, these demon-infested skin bags are now openly calling for, they're defending child sex trafficking by attacking the movie that exposes it. That's the number one most powerful thing that this movie has achieved, by the way, is exposing the demonic entities that are running our media, running our schools, running our governments, running big tech and the platforms. Pure demonic evil. And they are coming for your children. They are mutilating your children. They are, some of them, using your children as sex slaves. There was a story in the UK Daily Mail, in fact, on this very point. And here it is. A missing girl, 14 years old, missing for 2 weeks, is found at Camp Pendleton Barracks after her family claimed the teen was sold to a United States Marine for sex as cops drag a suspect away from the military base in handcuffs. She was declared missing in June. She was found at Camp Pendleton in June 28th, and on July 2nd, an unnamed Marine was detained and then was taken away from the camp in handcuffs. This is the San Diego area Marine base, okay? And that's all we know about this story so far, but her own family member said that she was sold into the sex trade. And one of the shocking things that I've learned from other guests and intel sources is, you know who sells some of these children into sex slavery? Their own parents. Their own parents. And you might think, how is that possible? Well, sometimes their parents are addicted to meth, and they need money so badly that they sell their own children into sex slavery. Other times they're kidnapped and then trafficked and then sold to, let's say, deep-pocketed Democrat donors. We've seen that before as well. It's not just Democrats, by the way. It's elitists. It's the high-level, globalist-oriented elite perverts, pedophiles that are paying top dollar for these children. This is the deepest, darkest, but true secret behind American politics. Would you be surprised to learn that these children are used for campaign fundraising by certain candidates? Well, trust me, that truth is going to come out. And as another person, a high-level person in independent media, recently told me, that the reason this movie is so powerful is because ending the child sex trafficking trade is the fastest way to take down the cabal. Because the cabal depends on child sex trafficking. Why do you think the order has gone out to the Rolling Stone and the Washington Post and other left-wing media outlets to cover this up, to attack the movie, even CNN, practically begging people, don't go see this movie. Why? Why did the order go out to them? Because the cabal, which is in charge of the media, needs their child sex trafficking in order to blackmail people, Jeffrey Epstein style, in order to fundraise, in order to recharge their demonic batteries off of the psychological terror of children, and also, of course, to harvest organs and adrenochrome. It's not a myth. It's not a conspiracy. It's the mechanism of power for the global cabal. This is a real thing. This is happening right now in America. It's been happening, and the cover-up is now underway. So if you wondered how evil this was going to get, well, now you may have at least part of an answer. It's going to get so evil, so demonic, that it will surpass the horror of the worst horror movie that you can even imagine. Every horror movie that you've ever seen, if you've seen them, is nothing compared to what actually goes on in America every day. Carried out by the cabal, by the powers that be, by left-wing lunatics, power brokers, Democrat donors, and more. Child kidnapping, sex trafficking, all of it. The corporations are part of it as well. The corporations are all in with child sex trafficking and the exploitation of children. One of those corporations is Target. Target has been sent a letter from attorneys general of, I think, seven states. And this was covered by the Gateway Pundit. Seven Republican attorney generals have sent a letter to retail giant Target warning that their Pride Month displays may have violated state laws that protect children from harmful content meant to sexualize them and prohibit gender transitions of children. So, seven states are looking into the possibility of criminal charges against Target for their pride displays, their transgender displays that are, you know, a kind of exploitation of children, a sexualization of children. Target is an evil corporation. You should never shop at Target ever again. You should never purchase Bud Light, even if you did. I never did, but certainly not going to start now. I believe that the CEOs of Target divisions, Target operations, should be, in fact, criminally indicted, arrested, charged with the exploitation of children. And it's going to come down to about two dozen Republican-run states in America to start holding these criminals accountable. You're going to have to start issuing arrests for Target executives and media executives. You need to arrest the executives of Netflix for their sexualization of children. They produce content, and Disney as well. Disney produces content for children that appears to advocate the demonic possession of children. Netflix produces programs that promote witchcraft and sexualization of children. They practically produce like teen orgy programs for children. These executives, in my opinion, need to be arrested and charged with the sexualization of children. This can only happen in conservative states where the governor and the attorney general are Republicans who are willing to take a stand to protect children from these left-wing demons, rapists, pedophiles, groomers, and mutilators that now characterize the Democrats in America. And if you know anybody who is a Democrat, by the way, you need to ask them this question. Do you support pedophilia? Because you'd be surprised, most of them do. Not all, not all. You know, notably RFK Jr. doesn't support any of this garbage. But most Democrats do. You can ask them, do you support murdering children before they're born? They do. Openly. Do you support child sex trafficking? Actually, they do. They just, they will make up excuses. Oh, that doesn't exist. That's a conspiracy theory. No, but they won't say they denounce it for the most part. They won't say that. Because in their dark, twisted, demonic hearts, they love to destroy children. This is the real secret that's coming out in America right now, that people on the left, having turned away from God, they revel in the suffering, the pain, the destruction of children. They love the idea of children not yet born, having their limbs ripped from them while they are alive and conscious. They love the idea of a child being bled out so that their adrenochrome can be harvested and consumed as a longevity ambrosia by the wealthy elite that have figured out how to live longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the cost of innocent children's lives, of course. Most people on the left today, if you're still a leftist, if you're still a Democrat today, you are probably demonically possessed. If you support transgenderism of children, you are probably living with a demon in your heart, in your mind, in your consciousness. No joke. And it's time that we, the good people of our civilization, the good people who stand with America, who stand with children, who stand with God, it's time that we stood up and told the truth. That those who promote child sex trafficking, child mutilation, child murder, they are demons, they are not fully human, and they must be stopped through the rule of law. They must be arrested, they must be shut down, they must be rebuked, or America will face utter devastation. It's time for the Republicans in America to stop trying to appease the media. It's time to take a stand and protect children and start arresting those who are sexualizing children. Start arresting the drag queen story time coordinators and actors. Start arresting them. Throw them in jail. Prosecute them for their crimes against children. And this needs to take place across every state where children are going to be defended against these the demonic, lunatic, child-consuming entities that now inhabit the bodies of left-wing Democrats. They are pure evil. They are serpents in human skin. Now, there will be a cost to society if we do not stop this exploitation of children. A cost so dear that America will be turned to rubble by the hand of God. God's wrath has already begun to be unleashed upon us. God is testing us to find out, will we defend the children against demonic evil? Or will we stand back and allow it? Will we allow our churches to be overrun by serpents and demons and, you know, blue-haired, forked-tongued, you know, demonic, tattooed, mutilated, you know, self-mutilated creatures who are targeting your children? Will we allow those creatures, those entities, those sickening, demonic, pukish ogres to target our children through our churches? Well, some churches have already turned themselves over to the transgender creatures. They've signed up with Satan, in other words. Other churches are holding the line and saying, oh, hell no. But as a nation, we have to make this decision because we are facing the total destruction of the United States of America. In fact, a friend of mine had a very important message to pass along to all of us today. One of the reasons why I decided to cover this topic. He had a vision that was divine in origin. This vision was that America would have to make a choice between Biden and Trump. And that if America chose Biden, and we're talking about the next election here, if America chose Biden or chooses Biden, and even if it's not Biden himself, it's his team, it's his, you know, his party, the demons on the left, then America will choose to sacrifice its children to demonic monsters. And this will prove to God that America has broken that covenant with God that our forefathers made. And that should that occur, and this is the final decision, that God will wipe out the seed of the people that currently make up America today. We will all be destroyed. There will be plagues and there will be famine, and those who survive the famine will be swallowed by the earth and so on. All will die. On the other hand, if we choose the rejection of that insanity, if we choose Trump in this case, it looks like, and if Trump repents for his sins and his role in Operation Warp Speed, and if Trump brings us back to prayer, then Trump will have a second term, America will be saved, and God will halt his wrath that is currently being unleashed against us. And America, again, must make a choice. We will either experience a reawakening, a resurgence of faith in God, or America will be turned to rubble. I want you to remember this phrase, that America will be turned to rubble. The dream of America will be over. The country will be over. There will be nothing remaining. And the destruction will be so severe that everyone will know that it was the hand of God that did it. This is God saying to us that if you turn from me and you sacrifice and mutilate the children who are created in the image of God, that he, God, will unleash such destruction upon your nation and your civilization that there will be nothing left standing. That destruction may come in the form of volcanoes, floods, asteroids striking from the sky, right? Famine, earthquakes, whatever. Or a combination of all the above, to where nothing is left standing across the entire country. Giant mountains of fire falling out of the sky and striking a third of the earth. The third that is North America, by the way, because Canada is, of course, involved in all of the same evil as well. Canada may even, by some measures, be more evil in terms of its government policies and its embracing of demonic transgenderism and unleashing filthy creatures upon the children. Canada is probably doing even worse than the United States. But make no mistake, this is what's coming if we don't stop the child mutilations and the child sex trafficking, which, you know, the movie, The Sound of Freedom, is trying to stop this, trying to bring awareness to it. And that's why the film is being attacked. Now, when we talk about America being turned to rubble, I'd like to bring your attention to this story about the rapper known as 50 Cent. And this is from Deadline.com. 50 Cent says Los Angeles is finished by its no bail policy. Watch how bad it gets out there, he says. So 50 Cent posted this on Instagram. He said, Los Angeles is finished. He's talking about this policy that says police won't detain people who are accused of misdemeanor crimes. And the people who are currently incarcerated on those charges will be released onto the streets. And this extends to crimes such as theft, shoplifting, drug use, vandalism, battery, you know, assault, and other, it says here, nonviolent crimes. But some of those are violent. L.A. is finished. Watch how bad it gets out there, he said. If a person violates the bail schedule, they're supposed to be put back on a cash bail system. L.A. had a zero bail policy during the pandemic, the story says, and a recent study found that the zero bail policies resulted in a spike in violent crime from repeat offenders. So think about this. In these same Democrat-run counties that are pushing child mutilations, by the way, and child murder, violence against children, medical violence in some cases, They're also allowing violent offenders to be released onto the street. And they won't even lock them up if they're caught committing these various crimes. You want to talk about wrath being unleashed upon America? Anybody left living in Los Angeles must be somebody who just could not afford to flee or something. If you stay behind in Los Angeles knowing what's coming, you know, you either have a very difficult maybe family situation or something that requires you to be there, or you're crazy. Los Angeles will burn. In fact, most of the Democrat cities in America will burn. And they will crumble. And they will be racked by violence and suffering and death and economic collapse, arson, lawlessness, gang rapes, kidnappings, you name it. I told you this was going to be a difficult podcast to hear, but this is what the demons, i.e. the Democrats, are unleashing upon America because they've turned away from God. And this is only a small taste of things yet to come. One of the important takeaways that's critical to understand in all of this is that every Democrat you know is probably capable of mutilating a child. And the way you know that is because they won't speak out against it. They're all in. I mean, these are so easily brainwashed, these people. They could have been Nazis in the Third Reich. They could have gassed Jews to death. And they would have told each other what a wonderful idea that is. Because now they can mutilate and murder and traffic children and tell each other that that's perfectly okay as well. They can even justify it. They can call it child-affirming care. Right, they use the word care. It would be like Nazis saying they're caring for the Jews that they were subjecting to Zyklon B to mass murder them in gas ovens, right? That's the way Democrats are today. Leftists are the modern-day Nazis. And just like the Nazis, they burn books, they censor speech. The White House is arguing right now that they have to have the power to censor people on big tech platforms. Otherwise, you know, might not be safe for the public if we don't have the right to censor people. And who's that crazy psycho woman, Jankowicz, Nina? Jankowicz is out there. Nina Jankowicz is actually arguing that government censorship is, they claim, the highest form of speech. This is from Front Page Mag. Here's the headline. Leftists argue that government censorship is the highest form of speech. The left will fight to the death for the right of the government to silence you. And it's talking about Jankowicz, Biden's former disinformation czar. And she said that if the White House can't censor people, then, quote, it'll have a chilling effect on government and academia, ensuring that officials and researchers think twice before trying to counter those spreading conspiracies and false information. This is her justification for censorship. And by the way, she and the unit that she was about to run, they said that geoengineering was a conspiracy theory. Now the White House is promoting it. They said child mutilations was a conspiracy theory. Now they celebrate it. They said that child sex trafficking was a conspiracy theory. Remember Pizzagate? Now it's all out in the open thanks to the new movie, and they're trying to, you know, cover that up. Everything that they claim is a conspiracy theory is actually true. It's actually happening. So when they label something misinformation or disinformation, that's just because they want to cover it up and silence it because it's so horrifying and true that if people knew the truth, well, you know, there might be pitchforks and torches, you know, metaphorically speaking, maybe a voting uprising. The people might throw the crooks out of power at the next election, right? And they can't have that. So it's all about censorship and control in order to cover up the child mutilations, the child sex trafficking, the child murder, the organ harvesting, the adrenochrome, and all the other acts of demonic evil that are taking place in this country. Censorship and evil go hand in hand. And censorship and Nazis and evil and genocide go hand in hand. See, if you're with the side that promotes censorship, then you're with evil. If you're with the side that excuses and tolerates child mutilations and child sex trafficking, then you're evil. Then you're a demon. And like I said, nearly every Democrat you know is capable of murdering another human being or mutilating a child. Because, well, they're easily brainwashed, and many of them are demonically infested. They go along with whatever evil is necessary for them to be accepted by their peers. They think that social acceptance is more important than having pro-human principles. If abortion is popular, they'll go along with murdering babies rather than stand for the life of an innocent, defenseless, unborn child whose life is supposed to be protected by the United States Constitution, you know, 14th Amendment, among others. You know, no person shall be deprived of the right to life or property or liberty without due process. And does that ring a bell to anybody? Well, what about the unborn child, huh? So these people are demons. And they're easy to spot because they put a D next to their names. And some of them dress like demons and look like demons, and they have outpicturing of demons and so on. So this is who they are. Understand, you are living in a spiritual war. Now, some people that I've interviewed before, I've had these discussions with Steve Quayle, for example, talk about how demonic portals have opened into this realm, and that demonic entities have poured into the realm and have taken possession over people's bodies or minds. And there is, of course, demonic influence, and then infestation, and then possession, and then something called also perfect possession. And, you know, different levels of demonic influence. And some people are influenced without knowing it. Other people beg for demons to take over their bodies. And that's called perfect possession. And there are people like that. And there are Satanists. There are Satan worshipers all across this country. Almost all of them are, of course, on the radical left. They all promote transgenderism, which is pure demonism, Satanism. They all promote child mutilations and child murder and so on. And they ritualistically abuse and torture children and do bloodletting and blood harvesting and spirit cooking and all these kinds of things. This is all happening in America. It's all real. And the reason I'm covering all of this is because you need to know what's coming for this country if this is not stopped. And we the people, you know, the attorneys general, the governors, the law enforcement, and, you know, good Christian churches. And we, the people, need to stand up and protest this and demand arrests and prosecutions of the drag queen story time instigators and the doctor surgical mutilators of children and the hospitals that mutilate children for profit. Those hospital administrators and owners need to be arrested and indicted and charged with felony mutilations of children and put behind bars. And those hospitals need to have their assets confiscated, taken over by the state, shut them down, and send a message. If you mutilate children in America, you will go to prison, and your hospital will be shut down if you're going to carry out that kind of demonic evil in this country. This is what needs to happen in order to stop this. If we don't do this, like I said earlier, God will take down this nation, as he has done to other nations throughout the Bible, Old Testament in particular. Many examples of this. Nations turn from God, and then they lose everything. So you either embrace life and embrace God, or you lose your country. So what you're seeing with the insanity, like that guy driving around on a scooter in New York City just shooting innocent people, or the people snapping on airplanes and losing their minds, all the violence on the streets, this is indicative of a nation in collapse. The increased homelessness, the increased addiction, the government-funded crack pipe vending machines, and in Seattle, Washington, the government-funded heroin shoot-up locations where addicts are welcome to come use their illegal street drugs with the protection of the government. These are all signs of what's actually happening. The homelessness, the joblessness, the economic collapse, and the lies, just the endless lies by the same corporate media that promotes mutilating children. The lies, how they're telling you everything's fine, the economy is great, Biden is a genius. Did you see that Chris Matthews on, I think, CNBC Chris Matthews, just one of the biggest idiots out there in the media, says that Joe Biden's leadership is brilliant. It's at the level of FDR or maybe Eisenhower. Like, Joe Biden is one of the most brilliant historical leaders of Western civilization, according to Chris Matthews, who's an idiot, obviously. I mean, seriously, Joe, you're gonna go in with Joe Biden as the most brilliant leader, or among the most brilliant leaders in the history of America? The guy who can barely speak, the guy who can barely walk, the guy who trips over everything, the guy who's barely functioning? But see, this is all part of the lies. They have to keep pushing lies because the truth is too horrifying. And the truth would dethrone them. The truth would take them out of power. Now, understand one more thing. These same demonic creature leftists who would mutilate children, murder children, and so on, what do you think they would do to you when given the opportunity? They've already said that they must silence you. They must censor you. They want to outlaw scripture. Anyone quoting the Bible would be deemed a criminal. In Michigan, I think there's already a law on the books that you can serve up to 5 years in prison for misgendering someone. That's right. If you use the wrong pronouns, you can go to prison for 5 years. That's Michigan. I don't know if the governor signed that, but I think so. They're going to criminalize anyone who opposes the satanic agenda that drives the left. They're going to try to throw you in prison. This is a war. You are in a war, not just a spiritual war. You're in also a lawfare war. They're going to try to use the power of the state to take away your assets and to throw you in prison because you are defending children. While they, the child mutilators and murderers, they will dominate society, elections, speech, academia, tech platforms, everything, science, medicine, you name it. The medical schools are all being taken over by the woke, libtard, child mutilators. They will dominate society and they will mutilate children in a routine fashion while silencing anyone who dissents against it. Anyone who speaks out will be thrown in prison. You see, that's where this is going. So do not underestimate the evil of these demonic Democrat creatures. There's nothing they won't do. They will mass murder you, just like their Nazi partners did with the Jews in World War II, the Holocaust. The Holocaust actually is something, a model for the radical left today. They would love to mass murder Christians. They would love to mass murder conservatives. If they could get away with it, they would. And why do you think they want to take your guns first? So that you are defenseless against them, just like Adolf Hitler pushed gun control in 1933. And then U.S. gun control was later modeled after that Adolf Hitler 1933 act. And, since then, it's only gotten worse. But that's why the left wants to take away your guns. They do plan to murder you. They plan to commit genocide against you. They just want to make sure that they can get away with it before they unleash the full plan. Understand, that's where this is going. Remember, if they would murder babies and children and mutilate children and traffic children, there's nothing they won't do to you. And these are people who mutilate their own children sometimes, by the way. You think they care about you or your children or your family? No. They want you dead. They want you dead. I mean, maybe that should be the title of this podcast. They absolutely want you dead, and there's nothing they won't do to achieve that. That's what you're seeing. This process of silencing conservatives, deplatforming them, depersoning them, debanking them, and then parading around what's her name, the clown in the White House, the gay, the lesbian woman, the LGBT pusher who thinks she's an historical figure. She's a total clown, parading her around. And then Richard Levine was made, an admiral or something, wearing a costume, a military costume, high heels, dressing like a woman. This total satanic creature represents what the federal government has become, which is a mockery of all that is good and a demonstration of pure evil and creatures and demons coming out and running the country on purpose. shoving it in your face so that you have to look at this insanity and you have to accept it and you have to embrace it, or you will be censored. You will lose your job. You will be deplatformed from, you know, LinkedIn or wherever because you decided not to go along with the insanity. See? And at the end of the day, here's the other sad part. The vast majority of people will go along with the mutilations and the murder because, well, they want to be socially acceptable and they have no principles. And we're probably past the tipping point. There's a small chance that America could be saved, that we could turn away from demonism and embrace God and embrace a revival, the spirit of revival, and maybe be saved. But I kind of doubt that's where this is going. I kind of think we're already past the tipping point. It's already too late. And now we're just going to have to live through the wrath and the destruction of this nation. And so the things that you see, the economic collapse, the violence, the mental health collapse that's happening across this country, the collapse of reason and rationality, the just total insanity, the rise of demonic creatures everywhere. This is all to be expected. This is part of what happens when a nation turns from God. Now, changing the topic just slightly here, a World Economic Forum panelist said in an interview recently that the globalist digital currencies, you know, I talked about that yesterday, they would enable globalists to prohibit people from buying ammo. Too much ammo? Oh, yeah, you get your account shut down. You can't have any more ammunition. So it also kind of reminds us that if you want to stockpile some ammo, you should do so in the next, I don't know, 6 months or year or whatever you think it's going to take for the globalists to roll out their global CBDC system of total control over everything. Or be prepared to maybe buy ammo using, you know, private digital crypto, for example. Buy ammo with Monero. So you have your privacy protected. That's a good idea. I wonder if anybody sells ammo in exchange for Monero. Even if they don't now, I imagine a lot of them will soon. In fact, I want to talk about private digital money and what's coming just for a few moments here. Because you know what the ultimate use case of cryptocurrency is in a country that is collapsing? The ultimate use case is people being fed up with hyperinflation and the rapidly eroding value of the fiat currency, and people wanting to go to something that is stable and reliable and that has exchangeability without government controls. Guess what that is? It's cryptocurrency, folks. It's also physical gold and silver, but you know, there's a risk of carrying that kind of stuff around in a collapsing country as well. Whereas if you have a private digital currency, such as Monero, nobody really knows you have it. As long as you have a mobile phone, your wallet can be on your phone. Nobody knows if you have $5 or $5 million on that wallet, right? And they can't steal it from you just by stealing your mobile phone either, because, well, the wallet is really defined by your password and your seed phrase, which you can restore the wallet on any other computer if you lose your mobile phone. So it's not like the coins are even in the phone. So I see a future event, actually a kind of a drawn out event, a series of events, let's say, where there's more insane money printing in the U.S., trillions of dollars printed, $1 trillion, let's say, per month at first, and then per week, and then perhaps at some point $1 trillion a day. This is the final blowout. When it hits that point, it's the final blowout of the dollar. Prices will be skyrocketing with incredible speed. People won't save any money at all because you have to spend it as soon as possible in order to get rid of it before it becomes, you know, increasingly worthless the next day, like Weimar Germany, but not quite as rapid because the dollar is a lot more widespread around the globe right now. So there's a larger M2 money supply against which this money printing can be, you know, a little bit buffered. But with surprising speed, the dollar will lose value as the money printing goes into overdrive. And people will come to discover that the only reliable way to transact, to buy everyday things and to sell everyday things, is to turn to something like cryptocurrency. And as the banks fail, which they will, they will have bail-ins and bank freezes and, oh, you can't access your bank account. When that day comes, do you realize that as long as there's electricity, as long as there's telecommunications, you know, just the internet, that cryptocurrency will still function even if the banks don't? So I actually foresee a day when people almost panic exit the banking system and get into cryptocurrency, but especially private crypto, as rapidly as possible as some kind of exit ramp off of traditional finance. In fact, we saw a little taste of this after the Silicon Valley Bank collapse and the Signature Bank collapse and so on that happened earlier this year. What was that, like February or March timeframe? When that happened, you know, people rushed into gold and silver and crypto, which I've been talking about these three things for quite some time here. People, I mean, it was mad buying of silver, mad buying of gold, and a lot of buying of crypto. Why? People just didn't trust the banks to exist, to function. And, you know, their spidey sense was correct. The cascading failure of banks will occur again. There will be more banks that fail. Not all of them, obviously, but many will fail. And then one day there will be a bank freeze, a halting of withdrawals or extreme limits on withdrawals. And as that happens, again, the off-ramps are things like gold and silver and crypto. And once you have money in crypto, of course, then you have custody of it. You have control. It's in your possession, and you can decide what to do with it. You can decide to not spend it, i.e. to save it, or you can decide to send it to someone, or you can decide to buy certain things, and frankly, no one can stop you from doing these things. No one can stop you because you have custody, you have control. No central authority needs to grant you permission for you to spend cryptocurrency. So this is when the population at large will discover the intrinsic value in Bitcoin and in Monero, or Litecoin for faster transactions, let's say, Monero for private transactions. And there are other private crypto coins that we've done interviews with on our new show. The show is decentralize.tv. If you want to check out the episodes there, we've interviewed some top people of some amazing projects. Those interviews will be airing this week and next week and the weeks ahead, of course. You're going to be amazed at what we learn and uncover in these interviews with, again, some of the leading experts, the leading innovators in the space of private digital crypto. You're going to learn some bombshell breaking news about what's coming in the next 6 months that will blow your mind. I mean, the level of innovation that is coming, it's game changing. And so I mention all that to say that I see a day as the dollar failure becomes more accelerated. I see a day that people mad rush into cryptocurrency as the only money that still works. Yeah, I see that day coming. And, you know, I don't make price predictions, so I can't tell you what I think is going to happen to Bitcoin or whatever on those days. And there's also a risk that the government will try to outlaw crypto, you know, in an act of desperation, like, you have to use our fiat currency even though it's failing, right? It's just outlaw Bitcoin. Yeah, good luck with that. What are they going to do? Go house to house confiscating people's encrypted wallets? It's like at gunpoint, type in your password. No, how's that going to work? You know, screw them. Good luck. It's not going to fly. You can't ban Bitcoin. It's not even centralized, right? You can't ban Monero. I mean, you can say you banned it and it doesn't stop it. Nobody gives a crap about your illegal bans anymore. I mean, this is the same government that's banning speech, which is illegal, and money is a form of speech. So to ban cryptocurrency is an unconstitutional ban against the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. So if the US government bans crypto, it is an illegal order and thus does not need to be followed. It is illegal and unconstitutional and will be shot down by the courts, by the way. So good luck with that. And in any case, people are going to go with what works. People are going to go with what works. That's why you know, people have been using cannabinoids for, you know, decades, even when it was completely illegal. Why do they use cannabinoids for, you know, glaucoma or seizures or whatever? Because it worked. People are going to go with what works. And if crypto is the money that works, while the dollar is failing and the banks are failing and the government is failing and the pensions are failing and the stock market is failing and the treasury is failing, if crypto works, people are going to go to crypto because it's borderless. You can transact online with anybody anywhere in the world in minutes without asking for permission, without having to abide by economic sanctions that the U.S. likes to throw out there every 5 minutes, it seems. There are no limits on withdrawals, no limits on what you can do with it, how much you can send, how much you can receive. Crypto works better than fiat currency. And this is what I've come to realize, especially over the last few months as I've done a deep dive into this topic. Crypto works better than traditional finance. The traditional finance system is crumbling, just like America is crumbling for reasons we talked about earlier. Crypto actually works. And private crypto protects your balance, your identity, your transactions. And that's why I think the future of people shifting out of traditional finance into crypto, I think the smart money goes into private crypto, or as we say, private digital money. And that's why that's one of the main focus areas of my new show, decentralize.tv, if you want to check out the new episodes. And I think there's a day coming. So on that day, I think there's going to be a huge shift away from the failing banks and into things that work. And by the way, things that work also will include backyard gardening and food forests and growing your own medicine and using chlorine dioxide on your ranch like we've talked about before. Things that work are going to become very, very popular as a nation fails and the banking system fails and the medical system collapses and the government system fails and the justice system fails. The more things fail, the more people go and celebrate and discover things that work. You know what works? Non-GMO garden seeds, growing food in your own backyard and eating the food that you grew. That works. That's real. And that helps keep you alive. Things that work are going to have a resurgence in popularity. Gold works. Silver works. Chlorine dioxide works. You know, oregano oil works. Clove oil works. If you have a toothache, put some clove oil on it. Man, that toothache will vanish. It's the ultimate oral painkiller, clove oil. There have been times I couldn't do without it. Things that work are going to become very popular. Things that don't work are going to be abandoned. And most of what you see in society today is going to fail. It's going to collapse. The education system, the centralized tech platforms, the banking system, the medical system, all of it. You're already seeing it. I don't really even have to make a very strong argument because you see it every day all around you. Just trying to do your regular everyday business. You go to the bank, doesn't work. You visit a doctor's office, barely functions, you know. Medical insurance hardly works. Everything's broken. Everybody's an idiot. Everybody's incompetent. You notice that? You try to get a new part for your car, you know, repair part. Supply chain doesn't work. Sorry, no parts. You notice that? Things barely work because the collapse is upon us. So pay special attention to the world around you and the information I'll be bringing you here in this podcast and also in interviews coming up. Again, bombshell interviews are coming. In fact, I have an amazing interview for you tomorrow that I can't say who it is, but you're going to love the guests. Two guests that... yeah, you'll know why tomorrow, why I'm laughing, because you're going to love it. Okay, so don't miss tomorrow. And then for the new show, Decentralized TV, we've got just amazing guests. Just protect yourself in all of this. Protect yourself in every way you can. You know, read the Bible. Have spiritual protection against the demons. Protect your health. This is not a time to get sick and need to go to the hospital. Protect your immune system. Protect your person. make sure you're competent with a firearm, that you have the basic skills of using a firearm, reloading, and using a rifle if you can as well. That's also really important. Make sure you have those skills and keep those skills up to date. Make sure you have emergency medicine, backup medicine, all the bandages, all the topical sanitizers and sterilizers and all that kind of stuff. Make sure that you are stocked up with the things that you need, maybe extra food, maybe extra seeds, whatever the case may be. You know, backup communications, satellite phones, you know, our sponsor, SAT123.com, you know, for backup comms, satellite communications, sat phones, sat texting, you know, all of that, right? Just make sure you've got your gear in place for what you need for what is coming, because you see the insanity every day, how it's getting worse, how the media is now defending child sex trafficking. There's an indicator for you of how crazy things are going to get. And there will be a day when you'll look back at this and you'll think, these were the good times. Like, this is right now in July, like, you could still go to the grocery store. You could still maybe get something done at the bank. You could still see the dentist, whatever. You could still get gasoline. There's a day coming where you're going to look back on this and like, man, remember those times when all that stuff was relatively easy? Because the day's coming when it's going to be almost impossible. And if you're not ready for that, you know, when the power grid fails and martial law is declared, or we get hit with a nuclear weapon, or there's a false flag EMP, grid down scenario, whatever. In the aftermath of that, as the cities burn and the zombies flee, you're going to be wishing you were still living in July of 2023. And you're going to be wishing you had more crypto and gold and silver and ammo, by the way, probably in food and seeds and whatever else. So plan for that now. Prepare for it now. Take all appropriate measures. And recognize you're going to be probably dealing with a bunch of, you know, total zombie demons trying to overrun the country and kill everybody who's a good Christian. Yeah, no joke. The same people that are now mutilating children and murdering children, they're going to be out looking for you, trying to murder you. And it's going to be an actual just full-blown kinetic war. And if you're not ready for that, you know, obviously it's going to go badly. So you need to be ready. And also be far from the cities. That's a big part of the key. Get to an area with like-minded people, people who are well-armed, people who have good values, people who go to church, people who are more self-reliant, people who know basic skills and know how to grow food, how to, you know, fix a flat tire, whatever, and you're going to do much better. People who know how to grow food, who know how to can food, you're going to do much better. So get ready in every way we can. We do have a lot of preparedness items at my online store, of course, healthrangerstore.com. We've got Ranger buckets there in stock, certified organic, lab-tested food, long-term storage, rugged buckets with individually packaged and vacuum-packed food bricks inside. I call them bricks because they're really hard, because they're vacuumed and formed for long-term storage. And we've also got mini buckets and mega buckets. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and just search for buckets. Actually, you're going to find a lot of available items there. And I think you're going to probably find some things that you can use for preparedness. But most importantly, learn how to grow your own food. You grow something, grow some amount, do sprouting, do okra. I mean, okra is easy. Just grow something. And just learn to grow more. I mean, learn about food forests. Plant some trees that don't need a lot of, you know, maintenance. And you'll be able to get by. So thank you for listening. We'll have an interview for you tomorrow. Again, a really nice interview. I think you'll, frankly, enjoy it quite a lot. And more interviews for you the rest of the week. And until then, I thank you for your support. Mike Adams here. Appreciate you tuning in today. God bless you. God bless America. And go see the movie, Sound of Freedom. Take care.